That person you just followed on social media may not actually be a real person. AudioSet, the company chopping up audio, and the UK's AI Safety Conference. This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the top stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who want to keep an ear out for the latest developments in the AI universe. I'm Miles Dillon and I've been studying AI since 2014. And this quick podcast keeps you informed and educated about the changes and opportunities coming to our working environment brought about by artificial intelligence. Thirteen37 are a company that's just gone through a $4 million funding round. They've just kicked it off and have come out with a bit of information recently. They've been kind of stealth up until now. But what they do is they have AI-generated personalities, or it allows a user like you or me to create an AI-generated personality. And they're calling these personalities entities. Other people call them avatars, and they can cater to really niche communities. Some of the examples they give are like a gardening community, an emo community, a mixed-race skateboarding community. I've watched the video about it. You can find it if you Google 1337 brand launch and introduction. The CEO is saying that the influencer space is crowded and not that differentiated, but this allows people to create like new influencers that aren't even real, but can be super targeted to the kind of needs and desires of a specific community. These entities could do things like obviously create a social media profile. You post pictures done by AI generated images of that person, that influencer entity, and they could then host a podcast with a voice that's created by AI. They could have a YouTube channel with videos created by AI. They could have TikTok videos that go super viral created by AI, but it would all be one character. Do you get what I mean? One person, one influencer. They can also be on podcasts and be a host or a sort of a guest on a podcast as well. It's kind of going in a totally wild direction, isn't it? That I don't know what the rules are going to be, whether you will have to state that this is an AI generated character. I don't know. I don't think there are any rules about that at the moment. I'm sure that these things are already out there, but this is the first company that are actually like super commercializing it. This is launching in January with 50 debut entities, and they've all got a unique set of skills, interests, and they're all being started up with an Instagram account. So look out for that on your social media feed soon. AudioSep is a company that has designed an AI model that can pull out and separate different sections of audio for any type of audio file. So imagine the start intro of my podcast with my voice over the music. You could pull out the vocal, my voice, and the music would get removed. Or you could do it the other way around and be like, I really like that music. Can I just pull out the music? But this is nothing new. This has been around for quite a long time. I actually got a background in sound engineering. And when I was studying like 15 years ago, this was the thing that came out around then with a program called Pro Tools. You could pull out different sections. It was a plugin to Pro Tools, sorry. For this specific thing, what they can do is you can use natural language to pull out sound. So you can type in, instead of using a complicated model and having to work out the frequencies of the different sounds that you want to keep, you can type in, please pull out the vocal from this track. So your favorite song, you could say, I want to sing it in karaoke. You can type in, take out the vocal from my favorite Taylor Swift song so I can sing my own voice over the top of it. And it will pull it out with natural language. Or you could say, I really want to pull out the sample of the guitar on this song. Please remove the guitar and pull it out as a single track. Now, this is kind of wild. This is next level. It changes it from people who are specifically audio engineers or music producers, sound engineers, to anyone being able to do this kind of thing to music. So that's quite a big step and quite a big innovation. A couple of things I thought this is useful for. Neurodivergent kids in noisy environments can have headphones on that will only pull out the sound of their parents' voices and reduce the noise in a room is one of the uses that people are saying would be good for. Something I thought about recently last week, I was fortunate enough to go to the Apple offices in Nashville, Tennessee, big up Apple Music, and they showed me their new Atmos studio and they played some songs in there in Atmos. Now, Atmos is a new surround, it's like the new version of Dolby surround sound. I don't think they like us comparing it to that, but it's called Atmos, it's its own branding. And what it is, it's basically Dolby Surround, but it's the next level, the most cutting technology of it. And they played me a few songs, like they played Elton John's Rocket Man to me. They also played me a Diplo tune, you know, some dance tracks. And I was blown away. It was crazy the way it spreads around the whole room. Now, at the moment, up until last week when this technology came out, in order to mix, so if you're an artist, you created a new track and you wanted to mix it in Atmos, you would have to take it to a handful of engineers in the world that are qualified to mix in Atmos, so to get it spread out in the right way in Atmos, so it's not just in stereo left and right, it's in like 16 different positions, I think the speakers are. And it's super expensive. Now, what this will change for me, I think, is the cost of doing Atmos, because you can split it very easily, and soon you're going to be able to use natural language to say, hey, could you split this around these different directions in the room, rather than having to need an engineer who knows everything about how to split it in the right frequencies and the right positions. I'm sure very, very soon AI is going to be able to do that. And that is going to bring the cost of Atmos down to, you know, sort of grassroots artists that aren't signed to mainstream labels that have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on mixing. So that's pretty cool. I like the sound of this. Sounds pretty good. And if you ever get a chance to sit in a car that has Atmos, Mercedes and BMW new ones, if you're that kind of roller, have Atmos as standard now inside their cars. The UK's AI safety conference. Now, this is a big one. I've been holding off on reporting on this just because there's been a lot of chat around it. It's been a bit far off for a while, but it was announced a few months ago. It's happening next week, so it's kind of coming up quite soon. I thought I'd do a bit of a chat about it now before it, and then maybe next week I can do a summary of what actually happens there. Now, some of the aims of the conference are to focus on AI threats, particularly misuse and loss of control risks. Some of the key objectives, including creating a shared understanding of risks, fostering international collaboration, recommending safety measures, exploring AI safety, research and collaboration, and showcasing benefits. What do I think about this? It's kind of wild because you may have heard that China have been invited, the US have been invited, the US are really upset that China have been invited. Liz Truss is saying to Rishi Sunak this week there's no reasonable person can expect China to abide by anything agreed at this kind of summit, which is kind of fair enough. Like, you'd probably be thinking, let's send our people there so we can find out what these guys are doing. The other thing is that the UK is pretty behind on AI in general, but it's quite a good step for Rishi Sunak to host this conference. Very forward thinking. He's thinking, let's get ourselves ahead of the trend, at the forefront of sort of monitoring and risk assessment of what's going on and safety in AI. So I get what they're doing. I think it's a really good step by Rishi Sunak. I do think he's quite forward thinking prime minister. The only thing is, I just don't think the UK has enough clout in the AI sphere to be able to host a conference of any great, like, what's the word, like gravitas. Like, he hasn't got the gravitas, and the UK don't have the companies that are leading AI enough to be able to host a conference like this. The problem is that there's not really anyone who's like a global world leader in AI who's coming to the conference. Like, no one from OpenAI or any of the big AI companies in the US are coming. I think that China have not even replied to say whether they're coming or not. Biden's not coming. Just no one from Canada is coming. There's a few AI companies in Canada. Justin Trudeau's not coming. So it's kind of like, what's it like? It's like when you have a show, like I used to be in music, you have your music show and you rent a massive venue and you make a big noise about it and then nobody really shows up. It's kind of embarrassing. The other things that have been going on around it, which is interesting to me, and why I do think it's a good thing that we're doing something in the AI space and something to do with safety around it, because I do think it's important, is because everywhere else there's really token efforts going on. So just last week, OpenAI are hosting and gathering together a preparedness risk team. But the problem is that they're offering a $25,000 prize for the best ideas, $25,000 prize for the best ideas, for AI risk prevention. Now, like, that's kind of, it's such a small amount of money, it's unbelievable. It's so small that it doesn't even scratch any kind of surface. So you can see everywhere else people are doing nothing really to do with AI safety. Joe Biden, or the Biden administration, is expected to unveil its executive order on artificial intelligence on Monday, and I guess that's to preempt in advance of the UK safety summit. Already people have been saying, like, Chuck Schumer, he's the Senate Majority Leader, he's been saying that it doesn't go far enough and we're going to need congressional action in order to be able to monitor AI and keep it safe. The UN are also this week having a sort of, they've got together an advisory board around safety, AI, what's it called? The AI Risk and Advisory Board. So they're doing something around that as well. So I guess those two things have come out as a result of the UK having their safety summit. So in some ways, America and Europe are both sort of, it's pushed them on to say, oh, we should probably be doing something as well. So in that way, it's cool. In another way, I'm skeptical about what kind of impact a conference like this is going to have, especially because it's being hosted by the UK for the reasons I've said. But that is it. I thought I'd let you know it's happening in case you didn't. But I will do another little section on this next week. You'll probably be listening to it. It's on Monday and Tuesday next week. I'll let you know what happens and what the news is. Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast or find it useful, please share it with somebody else who you think might benefit from it. And I'm sorry about the audio quality. I'm recording this on holiday this week. So, latest guys, see you next week.